prepared. No, the way you are saying, you show that you really prepared. God bless you. You give him a big head. You may be seated. Amen. Pastor Kiki, let's stop here before we turn the tip to another miracle program. Well, have a miracle program. We'll do that one. This one is leadership and ministers. Well, did you sleep well? How far? That's how they say they greet in Warren. I said, how far? I said, how do you greet here? They say, how far? So here we are, how far? Warren is the only town that has all, it's a miniature of Nigeria. It's a very funny town. They have different language. The way they speak the English is different from everybody. The way life is different. If you can survive in Warri, you can survive anywhere in the world. What is a training ground? Any man who can survive here, nowhere he can live. God bless you. But I love the place. There's a strange spiritual atmosphere over Warri now. When you come to worry before, it's as if it's thick and troubled. If you enter now with understanding, the place is peaceful. You will know that devil has left. Amen. Worry will experience back whatever they've lost. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I'll be sharing with you, keep moving. Keep what? Because you can't say spiritual growth if you are stagnated at one point. You have to keep moving. God's word declared and said, the path of the just as a shining light that shines more. Proverbs 4:18, more unto a perfect day. So every time God wants you to grow from one level to another, Proverbs 4:18, he said the path of the just man is like a shining light. So he wants you to go from one level to, and I don't want your yesterday to be better than your today. Each day should be a plus. Each day should be a plus to the previous. Yesterday you were blessed. You said start with a desire. Is that true? And if you look at Psalm 92, 13 and 14, where I'm taking the two scriptures from. Psalm 92, 13 and 14. Psalm 92. God's word said they shall still bring forth. So those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish like the curse of our God. Verse 14, carefully. He said they shall still bring forth fruit. In what? That means, till you are old and your time on earth is over, you are not permitted to be small. They shall be fat and flourishing. Till we are old. Abraham was blessed till he passed on. He said, till our time on earth is over. So it's not as if, well, I'm 70 now, so I should stop. If I double who is going to 80, he's still pastor in church of millions. And the man has not stopped growing. Then you are too small to say you want to stop. That man is going almost to 80. The man has not stopped growing. He's still doing all night. Holy Ghost 19 now, standing for hours to preach. There's small boys of 50. You are saying your waist is paining you. It's his own business. So the same principle. Principles are universal. What works for church will work for market business. The same principle. The same what? Do you know that if even an unbeliever applies the same principle to work for him? Principles are universal. Are what? Once you apply them, they work. The part of the just. Now here, there's something turned my life. I was sitting with Bishop Edepo. I will never forget. I finished a crusade, very successful crusade. And I was on tiny table with him eating. While we're eating, he said, David, I learned how God did. And he just turned. He said, what next? I just telling him how the crusade went. Stadium could not contain. I can't do any crusade in stadium anymore in Port Harcourt. That would be disaster. There's no way I can use stadium now for crusade. Our Sunday service is bigger than the stadium. Our own, just the headquarters. So doing the program in stadium will be disaster. That was the last time we did crusade. And I told them, I said, they've stood. Only two people have carried that kind of crowd. Myself and then when they acclaimed did it long ago. That for now, I can't do any program anywhere in the stadium. So I was telling him the testimonies, and while I was sharing the testimony, it just turned. He said, what next? That word, when I left him, started ringing, what next? What next? So at every point, I asked myself, what next? Thank God for the things you have done. Now I ask you a question. Every time you get to an end, make it a bend. If I move to this place, I say I've end. Just turn, it's a bend. Keep moving. Keep what? The end of the caterpillar is the beginning of the butterfly. The caterpillar crawls, butterfly flies. So if you want exponential growth, then never stop moving. At every point, tell yourself, what next? Because a tendency for you to relax when you've achieved certain things. And take some big titles that can confuse you. There's nothing wrong being a bishop. Please don't misquote me. But I'll never be one. Ask me why. That title can put you in bondage. If you are not careful. Because when you become a bishop, you won't want to see another certain person to listen. Except you are humble. Except you are what? The humble ones, they don't care, but the ones who are proud, they say, I can't sit down under a pastor to learn. Before you know it, you won't be going for certain things where you can hear a message to get forward. The people like, they are the ones who should be bishop. Once they have results to match the bishop. And after a bishop is a general overseer. So you two are a bishop. But I won't take it. You ask me why. It will confuse me. It's not bad for you to take. Me, bishop. I don't put title in my name. Watch. You will never see any title. David Biomie. Books or television, you will never see any title to my name. David Biomie. I didn't say Apostle Jesus Christ. I'll make a name. This is I'll make a title. I'll make you a name. So it's the name that's more important, not the title. There's no entitlement to the title. Nothing wrong if you have one. Keep it well. If you're a bishop now, walk to meet the standard of Bishop Edebo. True? Now, but I'm just making fun, please, before you crucify me. I'm just joking, eh? Please forgive me. All of you are bishops. So, now, but what I'm saying that, keep moving. Keep what? Never get to a point where you think you have arrived. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 17 and 18, it says, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. Do you hear what God said? I counsel thee to buy of me gold, tried in fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thy eyes with what I say, that thou mayest see. God said, look, you think you are rich. Consider to what I have for you, you are poor. You think you have arrived. Considering what I have for you, you have not started. So in your eyes, don't think that you have arrived. I have so much for you that what you have now is a child's play. So God said, where you are today is poverty compared to where you ought to be. That's what I should be saying. So continuous growth is a must. Is it what? Is a must. Because if you can see ahead, you will never settle where you are. And you know, if you watch the man Paul, he took after the pattern of Jesus. He said, one thing I do, forgetting the things that are past. Whatever I've achieved, I forgot it. It's past. He said, I press towards the mark of the high calling of God. So he said, I'm pushing, I'm moving forward. I'm going to a point where today, after Jesus Christ, the next name you call is Paul, not Peter. His growth level was surpassing. Never met Jesus face to face, but overtook Peter. He said, I press, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. He said, I press towards the mark of high calling of God. No, I'm pressing, I'm pushing. I've not read the mark yet. He took his world by storm. We have not recovered. That the devil said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know. The devil did not say, Peter, I know. A man who never met Jesus. I pray today, everything about to return. Shout a better amen. Amen. Say to yourself, I'm not there yet. Say it one more time. I'll keep moving. I'll keep moving. What is ahead of me is far more than whatever I've done. Shout hallelujah. You are not there yet, please. You are not there yet. There's always room for improvement. Why I'm saying so is because, especially in this part of the world, permit me, the African mentality has this survivor syndrome. Where somebody with small thing will think he has arrived. With all humility, I'm unassuming. When people come, they always end up making one statement. You don't talk with all these things. Most times when I met in America and they talked, I said, can you come to Africa for a visit? When he came, I took him around. He said, boy, you don't do as if there's something. Whoo! You mean this is what is going on here? I said, whatever you see here, no loan from anywhere. He said, I don't know. and you don't talk. You don't have to make noise to make news. Keep what? You have one kiosk. Don't put your shoulder as if the kiosk is big. There are people who have supermarkets. There's always room for improvement. That's the only way to have continuous growth. See yourself that you're... Or a robot's mother told him something. He said, ever remain small in your eyes. Do you want to have exponential growth? Ever remain small in your eyes. Amos chapter 6 verse 1. He said, woe to them that are ease in Zion. Woe to them that are what? He said, woe to them who are relaxed, thinking they have arrived. You have 2,000 members. You are doing as if the whole town is the only you. 2,000. That is some people's home fellowship. He said, woe to them that are what? At ease. You know, the church has come to a point where we are so relaxed. So what? We are no longer pushing. In business, people are relaxed. They made the local government chairman. He's relaxed. Local. What do you call it? Watch every local government chairman. When they leave office, they always get broke. Because the environment makes them to think local. No, because when he's in office, everything he's talking about is just how they will treasure money and eat money. He's not thinking of the next level of his life. So he eats only money without improving his mind. So when it comes, no growth. Growth is not how much you have. Growth is your mentality. If a man is not growing his mind, no matter how much you give him, he'll be a poor man. Don't make your present riches a place of comfort. In Luke 6, verse 24, it says, woe unto you that are rich, for you have received your consolation. It's a woe. God says it's a curse. Thinking that what you have is what? Anything. It's a woe. God said this is a woe. That whatever you have now is nothing. Please grow beyond that. Grow what? You say you have 2 million. Train 5 people outside the country. You will now know that the whole of money you think that you have now is nothing. I'm privileged to train people overseas. Last year, 2 years, I spent 1.something personal money, billion for scholarship. Personal money, not church money. Use your money. That's when you know that money you think you're making sure that there is no money. Just train 100 students, 10 in the UK. Not America. America is cheap. UK. Student. I'll be sharing something with you from the book of 2 Kings chapter 2. Glory to God. Turn to 2 Kings 2. I'm going to pray a very short message. No long grammar in this business and leadership meeting. Are you there? Okay. I love you. Before I even started, did you know that I consciously asked the Holy Ghost to clear mountains from you? You know, if you're flowing, you will know when a man of God shifted. I just said, there are things I don't have to shout by preaching. That's one thing with grace. I'm a multidimensional grace man. Permit me. If grace has plural, I have graces. You know, if grace has plural. If it has plural, I have what? I'm one of the most privileged people. Not that I'm too powerful, but I'm privileged by God, by mercy of God, by election. I didn't plan it like that, but it just gave me. So me, I don't understand. I don't know, but I'm just blessed. If anybody does not like it, it's his business. If anybody likes it, collect. I have so much grace that even me, I know that this is God, not man. I've met who is who in the gospel without any human scheming. Never orchestrated, never planned it, but God just put them in my path. Supernaturally. I never planned to say, I want to meet this one. I want to meet. Myself, I don't understand. I'm the only one who Bligrand's family has slept in their house in this part of the world. I don't mean sleep in a hotel, in the house. I was the only Nigerian invited from here for Bill Graham's funeral. All of you, I don't know what I even preached. I said, come and give your life. I saw people have been ordained. From you. the Bulgarians will be saying, who is this black man? Everybody from Africa will give their story. Who is the black man who for the first time? We want to see him. I won't tell you that one. You want to grow? Growth is not only, you grow financially. If you grow only multitude without money, you'll be a misfit. If your head is only getting big, your stomach and body is not getting, wouldn't you be afraid? Growth should be proportional. If church grows and you don't have money, everybody will think you're faking it. You must grow in. Exponential growth is both in finance too. So, I would take that one. If you want to grow in finance, be a giver. That's the only thing. No prayer can make you grow. Let's go. Will I pray from that tomorrow? You don't grow. I think I just meet them like that. When the woman poured the oil on Jesus' legs, did Jesus drive her away? He said, my friend, leave her. And they were angry. He said, no, leave her, please. Allow her to be here. I don't care who she is. Let her use her hair to clean my legs. She said, she has done something special. I don't know if you have done. Seed has power to meet a need. She got her salvation with a seed. Seed does. Are you answering? Seed. He said, this man is worthy from who we say should pray for him. For he built a synagogue for us. Go and pray for his son. He didn't eat in everybody's house. He ate in Lazarus' house. Zacchaeus. He said he's a very wealthy man. He was a sinner. Jesus never entered one stingy man's house. Check your Bible. Read your Bible. All the people who entered the houses, none of them was stingy. It never went to any stingy person's house. He said, was it partial? Find out. There were many dead. He didn't raise them up. He raised Lazarus. He said, your friend Lazarus. That was where he used to go and eat. You think other people did not die that they told Jesus? There are many people who died. So I bet they stay there. But your friend Lazarus is dead. They say that was why they were preparing food for him. He said, this pastor does not come to my house. Thank you. Pastors don't go to a place where they are not welcome. Okay. Oh. And it came to pass when the Lord, I will not preach long today. I'll be counseling and preaching. Because what this you'll be asking yourself, how do I do it? Take your seat and do it. You think Bligrea family just as you come? Thank you. because they just wanted Nigeria to go. Thank you. The man was alive when they said, come, let's know who you are. I've never seen this kind of black man before. I went there. I knew what I was looking for. And I collected it. When I go for crusades, I don't know what I preach, but when I say, now give your life to Jesus, they run. People run. I say, Jesus loves you, come now and give your life. You see people be running. And that's what Billy Graham does. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life, come out. You see big and small be running. I say, I like this type. Not the one you preach, say, give your life, you just see one person coming out. I think I'm talking about growth. Okay, stingy people don't grow. And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a wild wind that Elijah went with Elisha from where? Gilgal. Now, for time's sake, if you read 1 down to 15, two of them went from one point to another. Elisha wanted to grow. Elijah has already grown. But Elisha desired to grow. And he didn't want an average growth. He wanted exponential growth. But at every point, he was discouraged. If you want explosive growth, you'll be discouraged. But don't give up. Elisha, tarry here. You have been in this business saying church, nothing to show for it. Don't give up. They got to Bethel. Bethel is a place of revelation. That was where heavens opened for Jacob to see the ladder. That's the point where you begin to get insights. You read Bible, you see revelation, you catch words of God, you are excited. Don't stop there. Everything will make you believe that you have arrived, because every scripture you open, you're able to give insights. Revelation of all kinds. You have not arrived yet. Your body will tell you, at this point, you have already arrived. Tell yourself, there's still something ahead. Elisha said, I'm not going to stop at the point of revelation. There's something in you that I've not gotten yet. They went further to the third place called Jericho. Jericho is a place of victory. It's a place of what? Because Jericho was where the walls came down. That's when you pray and things happen. You say, you devil, get out here. And the devil gives you it. Don't give up. They got to Bethel. Bethel is a place of revelation. That was where heavens opened for Jacob to see the ladder. That's the point where you begin to get insights. You read Bible, you see revelation, you catch words of God, you are excited. Don't stop there. Everything will make you believe that you have arrived, because every scripture you open, you're able to give insights. Revelation of all kinds. You have not arrived yet. Your body will tell you, at this point, you have already arrived. Tell yourself, there's still something ahead. Elisha said, I'm not going to stop at the point of revelation. There's something in you that I've not gotten yet. They went further to the third place called Jericho. Jericho is a place of victory. It's a place of what? Because Jericho was where the walls came down. That's when you pray and things happen. You say, you devil, get out here. And the devil gives you it. At that point, you will think you have arrived. If you are not careful, you say, the whole book, when I pray, things move. You have not arrived yet. It said to him, tarry here. At every point, Elijah kept telling Elisha, tarry here. But Elisha said, I am not going to stop. There's something I am looking for. But hear me, people of God. The sons of the prophets said to Elisha, they mocked him. They said, hope you know your master will be taken away. Why you bother yourself? Follow him. Every time you want to grow, people will mock you. You can't grow without mockery. They will tell you all manner of things that will discourage you, even in ministry. But the way you're fasting and praying, take time. The way you're following, people have come to me and said, the way I'm following Oedipo, I should be careful. Life story. A man of God, I work with Bishop Oedipo as his pastor. I've not reached this level in ministry. He said, the way you talk about Oedipo, the people will not come to your people's church. They'll be going to Oedipo's church. Every time Oedipo, so don't talk too much about him. Talk small, small. He looked like a very good counsel, but was demonic. He said, you preach, you talk, Oedipo was the one who blessed you. Don't calm down his name. The man and me were in the same city, but the gap is like this. 1998, they didn't allow me to see him when he was a pastor of Oedipo. But now he will feel firm to see me. He was walking with him, but his heart was not with him. I never walked with Bishop Oedipo in my life, but my heart has always been connected. You can never carry a man's grace because of proximity. It's because of connectivity. When they got to Jericho, they said, tarry here. Elisha said, no way, I'm going somewhere, Elisha said. But look at this. The Bible said it when they got to Jordan, Elijah made a statement. I'll read verse 12. Let me read from verse 11.
Verse 10 says, and he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. He said, what do you want from me? He said, I want a double portion of your anointing. He said, you have asked a hard thing. But if you can see me, that means if you are not distracted in following me, if your heart is connected, because it's more of connectivity. That scene, he was not talking about physical scene. He was saying, if you can be connected till my time, whatever you're asking for shall be yours. Let me tell you this. It's not how far you fast that means how far you grow. There's nothing you're looking for even in business that somebody has not done. When you connect with grace, you run at a speed more than your mates. I can tell you it works. It what? Just align with grace. There are things that work in your life that you will not, well, would have taken 10 years on your own. If you watch where I prayed in healing, you know somewhere grace entered. If you pray the way I do evangelism, you know that somewhere grace entered. Somehow, I'm a collection of plenty. Now today I stand with an open heart. Whether in business, whether in ministry, whether in career, wherever you want grace to answer, it will answer to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And he said, my father, the chariots of Israel. And the mantle dropped. He had exponential growth because what took Elijah years, he got it in one day. Elijah, it was at the point of departure, he divided water. Elisha, it was at the point of beginning, he departed water. Get clear. Elijah parted water at the point of departure. Elisha parted water at the point of beginning. His speed was unprecedented. It was not conventional. So when you partake of grace, where the person ends is where you start. Are you getting what I'm talking about? You can't grow just doing it alone on your own. You can't. There's no self-made man. And I pray today in the name of Jesus that everyone at each of my voice that desires supernatural growth, growth that is not natural, receive it as I'm talking in the name of Jesus. Don't find fault in men. See what they carry. Because every man has fault. If you want to look at the fault of a man, Peter was hot-tempered. Just imagine you are looking at how hot-tempered Peter. You miss the real thing. Paul is somebody who cannot tolerate. He has no patience for nonsense. Each one had their human part. But the thing that they were all men of God. They called them man of God. They didn't say God of man. Man. He has man part of God. So he sleeps. He can snore. Man of God. They didn't say God of man. Man. Man first of God. That way you remove your eyes from the human weakness. Are you hearing what I'm saying now? If you want to find fault, everybody has fault, including you. Sometimes you shout now when nobody knows. I don't mean sin, but all have our own human part. So when you want to get growth, turn your eyes away. Focus on the strength of the person. I don't see any fault in Oedipo. I don't see any fault in Adeboye. I don't see any fault in the people you are talking about. What I'm after is what I want. Do you really want to grow? Okay. Shout hallelujah. Let me say this to you. If you want to grow, whether in business, whether in career, whether in politics, in ministry, keep improving yourself. Keep what? Elisha, what he did was he improved himself from one level to... He was the only one that maintained relationship with Elijah. There were many sons, but only Elisha followed him to the end. He was the only one that improved himself in the school of the prophets. They said the sons of the prophets, which means there were many. There were many that followed. I can tell you, many of us went to Bible school under Edekpo, but only a few of us that followed him. He said they were sons of the prophets, which means they were all followers of Elijah. But how come they were far away? Only Elisha followed. Are you getting what I'm saying now? When it comes to growth, you make sure you are connected to somebody. In business, somebody who has done that business you're doing. It will be stupid for you to say you want to do buying and selling, now you ignore Dangote. Whether it's born again or not, you must learn something. You can't say you're going to a computer, you won't find out how Bill Gates does it. You want to sell cars, you find out how Toyota is able to sell. You want to do ministry, you must find out how Adebo Yanoedekpo does it. Is that true? In my little way, you must find out. How come I overtook everybody? You must find out. Because this generation, the mantle is in my hand. I guess, you know why I just prayed for him? I can't tell you in public. I meditate deeply. Because I know that if you operate the miraculous, there are some things that will resist you. People will come against you. So I just say, oh God, you've given me victory. I won't tell you everything. And I just pray for him. Finish. True? Eh? The mountain has left. True? Touch your key. Where's that keyboard? You want to grow? Where's the young boy on the key? You know, I work with the Holy Spirit. I don't want to preach too much messages. Just hold the key. You want to grow? I don't want to grow. I think it's my preaching that's making crowd to come. Many of you preach more than me. You preach, when you preach, speak sound English. Then how come the crowd is not coming? Somebody asked me, say, your preaching is so simple. Then how come people are coming? I said, fire. Until I tell you. Crowd comes, so. Crowd. Even me, I'm humble. Crowd. But now I mean crowd. For us to say, we want to do seven services. We'll do the seven services with other people. It's not my preaching. That's grace factor. That's what? If you just only preach, most of you preach powerful messages. In fact, your revelations are so deep. Yeah, 200 people. It's not by might. It's not by power. But by my spirit, said the Lord. I don't know why the Holy Ghost is moving me this way. I'm sure somebody has cried. You know all the things, but he wants God to help you. Pastor, stand in front there. Stand like this. Stand, face this place. Stand at his back, you. Stand at his back. Stand at his back. I want that tall person. Pastor, come and stand. Just stand, four of you. Put your hand shoulder by shoulder. I want to demonstrate something. Put your hand shoulder by shoulder. He touched me. Come, lady. Come, you singing. Come. Keep singing. Come. He touched come, come. Me. See this small woman. Are you seeing her? She's a very small woman. True? Hello. I'm going to say something. If this woman wants to move, these four heavy men, they will just throw her like a paper kite. True? Eh? Try to physically, in your energy, go. They will push you. True? Just try to push them. You can't. I'm going to demonstrate the power of God. Try to push them. You won't be able. Can you? If this pastor push you, you know, as you are now, you will tumble. True? These are anointed men of God. With this your size, they'll throw you out. Most of you want to grow. That's how things have resisted you. The resistance is thick. Not because you don't have the word. Not because you can't preach. Not because you don't know what to do. But the forces are real. Now listen. Lift your right hand. Listen. Just watch. Don't close your eyes. I'm going to demonstrate the power of God. Lift your right hand. And repeat after me. Say, Holy, don't stop singing. Say, Holy Spirit. Put your microphone. Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
it's not by mind,
it's not by mind,
not by power,
not by power,
but by your Spirit,
by your Spirit.
This same man of God,
this same man of
I
God,
I want to demonstrate your power.
I want to demonstrate your power
now.
Now,
let them move.
Let them
move. Your hand towards them where you're standing. You'll see what will happen. Just watch. Small woman can move her hand and push this hefty man. Is it by our strength? From this day, whatever is resisting you will give way. I repeat, in the name of Jesus, not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of God, everything limiting you will go down. Every resistance will give way. By the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Not by mind, not by power, but by the Spirit of God. Now listen, I want you to flow from the depth of your heart. Look at your business. Look at the ministry. Look at your life. Look at it 1 minute. Whatever is resisting you will give way in the name of Jesus. Everything resisting, listen carefully. Hold it. Flow with me. Look at the ministry with the eye of faith. We clear for you to move. Whatever is stopping you, we give way for you to advance. In the name of Jesus. You saw that small woman who could not touch them when the Holy Ghost came. He moved them down. That is how, from this moment after this meeting, you will not struggle for things to happen. When you go back from this meeting, you will see results in the name of Jesus. Now listen, I came with my heart. Not for showmanship. I have what to preach. If it's only principles, you've had many. But my coming should help you. I shouldn't come just for fun. Some of you, you have tried. You have read books. But he said, when that converted, strengthen your brethren. I came here with my heart. That mountain, you see it no more. That barrier will not stand on your path. It is off in the name of Jesus. You're leaving this meeting to advance. You will break forth on the left. You will break forth on the right. You will move forward. You will advance. You will advance. Open your mouth and prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. Prophesy to yourself. From today, things will get better. I will advance.
For you only. Sing it again. Oh Lord.
Let your mind.
Hallelujah. You may be seated. In the next 5 minutes, I'll be done. I don't think God sent me to preach. He sent me to be a help to someone. I hear what I'm saying now? If it's only preaching, I have what to preach. But I know when God wants me to be used as an instrument to help somebody else. Many of you, if you don't preach, you can write them. But this time it's not that. He needed the Holy Ghost to do something. Won't you be happy you go back and then things begin to move forward? Yes. When the senior men come, they give you the principles that can make those things work. But the one I have is what I've given. By the time it comes, you give it the principles. Now the principles cannot work. But if there is resistance, I tell you principles don't work. The worst thing that can happen is if there's any spiritual resistance. All the principles you know will work. But now the principles will begin to work. Amen. Because the atmosphere is cleared. In the name of Jesus. Shout hallelujah. Keep improving. Keep what? There's nothing to preach. Even if I stop here, I think it's okay. I'm fulfilled. What one God wanted me to do, I've done it. You are going to advance. In the name of Jesus. Just keep growing. Keep what? As a person, keep growing. That's the only way. Spiritual growth. When you grow, the system grows. Never be static. Remain dynamic. Move from one level to another. Keep growing. Grow in your mind by getting proper information. Read books. Spend time in God's presence. And grow yourself. When increase your capacity of growth, the system will also grow. Praise the Lord. Powerful message was taught in the church by a man of God. And I asked people, how many of you have listened to the tape? Many people did not listen to the tape. That you hear something doesn't mean that you put it to practice. So don't leave here not putting to practice whatever you've heard. By the time Messiah Tabi comes, he will tell you so many things. Put them to practice. Let me say this to you before I round off. Never go to a point where you think you have arrived. The rich fool got to that point where he never needed anything and he was laid to rest. Keep moving, don't stop. He said, awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from thy dead, and Christ shall give thee light. Ephesians 5 verse 14. So the doors are open for you to push continually. For you to push what? As I arise and depart, for this is not your rest, Micah 2 verse 10. Because it is polluted. It shall destroy even as a soul destruction. If you stop growing, you start finding fault. Now try to see this. On a highway, try to drive on a highway and park your car stand for some minutes. You would think everybody is mad. Because everybody will be on a high speed. On a very highway. You just park for like 5 minutes and look at them. You say, these people are crazy. Is that how they drive? Because everybody will be on a speed. The reason that time you're seeing that fall is because you are not driving. You are standing. And you see everybody like a madman speeding. But if you are equally driving, you will not see it. If you don't grow, after a while, you become a fault finder. You criticize everybody growing. You say they are all nonsense people. Thieves. They are using magic. Better grow. Shout hallelujah. So you keep growing. Keep what? Keep growing. Otherwise, if you stand like the car and you park, you find fault in others who are speeding. Shout hallelujah. Let me say this to you. I used it yesterday, Genesis 13, 14 and 15. I'm trying to cut off so many things. The moment I went to the Holy Ghost, inside me I had joy.
Send me a heart. Genesis, he said, and the Lord said unto Abraham, after the Lord was separated from him, lift up the eyes and look from the place where the earth, north world, Genesis, south world, Malachi, east world, Matthew, west world, Revelation. As far as your eyes can see from the Bible, it shall be yours. Is that true? Anything you see from God's word, elasticity is determined by you. I saw from God's word, I will lend unto nations and I shall not borrow. So I don't believe in borrowing, I give. It's not a sin to borrow, but I said, I will lend unto nations. That's what me I saw. And I saw that the borrower is a servant to the lender. So I said, okay, I'll be giving, I won't be borrowing. He said, Jesus shall come with what? 10,000. Is that true? Of his sins. And then he said, 1,000 like a day. And wherever he went, multitude gathered. I said, hey, I saw it. And anywhere I go, I said, Jesus, you are the one who is the head of the church. So multitude. So even if I go to a village, there should be multitude. It was in the desert that they came. So what are you seeing? You can't grow until you see it. Shout, you shall be the head. So why are you thinking you are the tail? You shall be above all nations. You shall be above your country. You shall be above all what? Nations. So you are not supposed to be a local champion. These are things you should be seeing. Growth is not just having members alone. You shall be above all nations. So you can't be a local champion. How can your ministry, all you talk is worry. So all your life is what you're seeing. This meeting is beamed around the globe. Because somebody yesterday, a senior man of God I respect so much, told me he was watching the meeting. I was shocked. I tried to send him tests. It was not going. So, to tell him thank you, because I was humbled. Now, you are here. All you're thinking about is only worry. Ephraim. Efro and Shankpa or Pancha. Jackpa. Is it Jackpa? They are not noticeable like that. They are just on their own. Keep it up. Oh. Eh? Remain small in your eyes and keep make sure you sing for your pastor like that. You're able to carry it. It's not hard. People make that damage. People can make no flow. All is entertainment. I'm a very first lady, but if you come, me, I gotta come back. Sit down, my friend. I'm not moved by how you make your voice. Somebody can be singing and there'll be no power. Someone may not have a very fantastic voice and the atmosphere will change. Depends on how. Refuse to be empty. Refuse the what? Let the word of God be your guiding tool. I'm just summarizing. Feed yourself with the word of God. If you say you keep growing, then keep growing in the word. Keep growing in the world. There cannot be any spiritual growth if you are word empty. When you are word empty, you are vulnerable to the devil. Check every time you don't pray and you don't read Bible. Check that is the time you commit more sin. Check every time you are vulnerable to sin is when you don't pray and you don't read. So make sure you are not what? Empty. Because growth is not just having money. Some people have money, but nothing they have in character. Character is zero. So growth has to be multidimensional. Has to be dimensional. There are politicians who are growing now. Their brain is not growing. True? They are so empty. So you can't be growing just having money. They have money, but they have nothing in their mind. So the system cannot improve. So growth is multidimensional. You grow in the spirit, grow in the mind, grow in your body. Say here. One growth, exponential growth. You must grow mentally, grow spiritually, grow bodily. Most of us do bodily exercise, but we grow in the mind. We don't grow. No book you have read. Since this year, some people have not read one book. Even the one they gave you, you stop in chapter 2.
They say, you have this book. He said, I have it. Have you read it? No, I'm believing God. I gave a man Bishop Wedekpo's book on poverty, on prosperity, breaking financial hardship. 15 years after, he came back to beg me money again. He said, I forgot. I said, I've met you before. He said, long ago. But now I have something I want to help me. I said, I gave you a book to read. Did you read it? He said, no, I've not finished it. And that's the book with Copeland's book that brought me out of poverty. You want to grow? Improve your mind. Improve your... I'm only summarizing. Improve your what? Improve your mind with the word, with books. Feed your mind. That's where the world will mind you. Constantly feed your mind with the word of God. And above all, any growth without integrity will not end with dignity. Avoid being crooked. You don't have to be crooked to be a star. He said, the integrity of the upright shall guide them. The perverseness of fools shall destroy them. You all know why integrity is important? 2 years ago, they put me on the social media and put a woman by my side to frame themselves up. Everybody in the church said, that is a lie. But if I had questionable character, I know what would have been. Church grew. They put a woman I've never met. Till today I've not met her. Put her like this. Put my picture. They didn't know how to attack me. Like Daniel. They look everywhere. Know how to attack. The church was growing. I was growing. Money was coming. Multitude was coming. Miracles were happening. They said, to stop this man, frame him up. They put a woman. Put my picture. And I bought a Range Rover. Most of you saw it. True? How many of you saw it? It was on social media. Shout hallelujah. So, I close. Every decision you make after now will either take you forward or take you backward. After all these things we have said. Simple, I'm not used to teaching big messages. Point 1, point 2, point 3, point 4, point 5, some people point 6, point 8. Confuse you after you are going. You don't even remember any of the points. I don't used to preach, heavy preaching. I've told you yesterday. Before I finished preaching, using 40 something scriptures before. One day I sat down and I asked one of the people, I said, do you understand what I preach? He said, sir, I don't understand what they talk about. So I thought that I was only impressing myself. So, and I sat and asked God, he said, you are going too high for them. So I now simplify my message. If I preach, you think that I'm talking to the small children. Everybody, even the market woman, understands the preaching. And then church began to grow. Everybody has his own pattern. No? Maybe you have the one that will post syllabus and dictionary. Me, I refuse people to be confused. I listen to a man of God. I said, even me who is a pastor, I couldn't understand him. I said, my speaking grammar is not communicating. Have you not told somebody a message and he forgot what you told him? He didn't communicate. You told him a message and the man says, I can't remember what you said to me. That means you didn't communicate to him. Anytime you preach, don't ask the top people, ask the junior people under. What did I preach? They say, just know you didn't preach anything. If a market woman cannot understand your preaching, then you are not communicating. You want growth? The market woman should understand what you said. If not, when you say, you speak one big grammar, it's only a coup. What do you mean that? Amen. I love you, eh? I'm just having fun because some of you have told you everything. Is there anything you want to know? You have heard all. What you ponder when you leave here, these are things you ponder. Number one, God must take his place in my heart. God must take his place what? If I really want to grow, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. Matthew 6:3. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. For this is the first commandment. Matthew 22. God must take his place in what? In my heart. Number two, you must create a platform for greater tomorrow. You must create a platform for greater tomorrow. Growth is that you prepare for the next growth. You cannot have a space of 100 people and say, I want to grow for 200. So you create room for 200. If you say your business has to grow, then begin to move your mind to the next phase. Is that clear? Every time you want to grow, create room for the growth. Create room for the growth. We have 5 services, 7 for the growth. I can't say, God, 5. People, where will the people sit down? Where the basket stopped, that's where the oil stopped. You create room for the growth. Philippians 3:13-14. Finally, it's time to impact your world. It's time to what? Number 3. That is contribute to life. Don't always think of what you can get. What you can get. Contribute to life. Romans 13:11. I want to stop because... Growth is powerful. Let me share my testimony with you. I was to leave worry for a battle. But I was to go through Lagos. Fly without. The people you're despising in the congregation, inside them lies all you're looking for. Stop running after the ones who you think have money already. Stay in God's presence for 1 hour plus and come back and feed your people. God will raise them. You want growth? You grow. You what? And come back and feed the people. He said, feed. I've shared that here before. In John 21, 15 to 17. He said, feed my lamb. Then after he said, feed my sheep. God will never give you sheep. He gives you lamb. Lamb you can't eat is so tender. John 5:21-17. Lamb is so small. Your duty is to feed them. Then they grow from lamb to sheep. In sheep you have milk. In sheep you have meat. In sheep you have skin. In sheep you have leather. But in the lamb you have nothing. He will bring poor people who have nothing to offer. It's your duty to feed them and raise them up. Rise to your feet. Who? Is it good? So I'm not going to kill myself to go by Eric. I think I like that. It's good money. How great that. These people, they really
prepared. Lord my God.
You people really prepared the way I saw you, but I'm conscious of time. So I can go to the airport. So bring the man of God. Hey, don't tempt me. They shouldn't go that side. You know, this morning, most as I come here, I'll prepare plenty of things, but it will just flow. Take me to a minister. I'm sure that's what you maybe the pastor wants. Well, it has happened to me about 3 times. I'll prepare a message, but when I come, you just, you know, these people, they need the hand of God to move them. Like this one, believe me, I'm standing before the Holy Ghost. I never had any plan to go this dimension. I had what to teach. So they just changed. He said, no. What they want is not you to teach. Most of them need to shift.
My Savior God, oh, great.
How many are ministers of the gospel? Lift your hands. You ministers of the gospel. I'll pray for businessmen. Lift your hands if you're a minister of the gospel. Father, no man can do it in the energy of the flesh. Don't stop. I walk, I flow with music. Just a little. These are your precious sons and daughters. Let everyone that came for this meeting as a minister go with a new fire. He said, covet earnest good gifts. So gifts are covetable. He said, I've come that I may impart unto you some spiritual gifts. Whatever gift you want that this vessel carries, it is you, your heart, that determines how far you get. Now in the name of Jesus. Be very careful, this man. Be very careful, this man. Hold him. When I flow like this, different. Now in the name of Jesus. To as many as desired. Fire on all of you, Jesus' name. The power of the Holy Ghost. To the level you place a demand. Receive this hour in the name of Jesus. Go back and do this work without sweat. Even if you're watching online in the name of Jesus, where you are in your room, let the fire of the Holy Ghost drop on you right now. And grace to sustain what you have received now, receive. May you never run dry after today. In the name of Jesus. Businessmen and students, lift your hands. Every businessman, every student, I pray for you in the name of Jesus. Without struggles, go and take your world by storm. The ideas for creativity come upon you right now. In the name of Jesus. I speak with authority. And I declare in the name of Jesus, no student need my voice struggling with academics again. No businessman remains static anymore. Break forth and move forward. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' my name. Yes,
the redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, God, you Lord.
Ain't a word. Come. Turn, Pastor. Turn and stand here. Stand back a little bit. You stay very close. Now, see what will happen. I'm closing with this illustration. Look at you. Take your heart and connect with me. Your heart, not your physical body. I want someone who can flow. You can flow? Connect your heart. Just connect in your heart. You know you can connect with somebody from your heart. Point your finger toward this man. He won't be able to stand. Just point your finger. Connect with your hand. Your heart. Who can connect? Listen. Is anybody sick here? Who's sick? Like physical pain. Physical pain, come. Physical pain, come. I'm going to demonstrate. You have physical pain? Come. I want to close. I don't have time. I want to close. Where do you have the pain? At your back? Stand here. Stand here. Who can connect with me? Can you connect? I want someone who can connect heavily. I know Corey is already connected. I want somebody else. You can connect? Come, Pastor. Pastor, you two stand here. One. Stand here. Take my microphone. Take this microphone. And just tell that man be healed. Just watch what will happen. Without struggle, this man will get healed. Set your heart. Connect with this grace. From your heart. I'll hold this microphone and say, be healed. And you'll be shocked. The pain will go.
Be healed. Be healed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen. What happened? I'm going to demonstrate what I want to pray for you. Bring, is there no pain? I'm not the one that prayed. Grace, you can collect grace from somebody. Give it to him. Is there one?
I'm okay, sir.
No pain? Yes, sir. Am I the one that prayed? Take it. Take your microphone. Now connect with your heart. Pray for this one. Where do you have the pain? In your chest? Now just say, don't shout. Just say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, be healed. Be healed.
Move your chest. No, don't forget. Sir. Don't move your chest. Do like this. You'll be sure what will happen. No pain? No pain? No pain. How many of you want this grace? Now listen. How many of you want it? Hear me, never merchandise this grace. If you use it for money, God will never give you. You'll be blessed with grace. But don't ever merchandise grace of God. If I'm selfish, I won't pray what I want to pray for you. Like, no way, I'm not selfish. God sees my heart. To those whose hearts are pure, I can't be the only one going to pray for every sick anywhere in the world. There are people sick all over the world. Only me cannot be praying for the sick. It's not possible. That's a selfish man. But to every man who says, Lord, I deserve this particular grace this man carries. As you leave this meeting, operate in this grace. Every time you minister, the sick effortless will be healed. By connectivity in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Jesus' name. I love you with my heart.
From beginning.
If you are not born again, wherever you are, say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I accept you as Lord and Savior. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from there to save me. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' name. Now, everyone that prayed that prayer, come to the front. A pastor will pray for you. Everyone that prayed that prayer, find your way to the front and you'll be prayed for. I'm sure I'll come back to worry again. Is that true? Love you. No one going back will ever remain the same. As you go back to your business, to your different churches, it will be a new level. See you and God bless you.
Everybody lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Let's give him all the glory as we close for this morning session. What a visitation. Please lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. Lift up your two hands. We will never remain the same again. Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Shall we go ahead quickly and give him all the adoration? One more minute, let's bless his name. What a visitation. I want us together to go ahead and thank God for the next level. Let's quickly thank him for exponential growth. Whatever the Lord doeth is forever. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a change. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a change. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a change. Believe me, there is a switch. Believe me, there is a change. One more minute, let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the adoration. Just one more minute. Let's thank him. This is the doing. This is the doing of the Lord. This is the doing of the Lord. Together, let's wave our two hands and bless his name. Just go ahead and bless his name. Stagnation is come to an end. Frustration is come to an end. Together, before we close, shall we thank him for the major hindrance before everyone has been removed? Shall we wave our hands and thank him? Whatever you have not been able to achieve, before this meeting, you will now go back to achieve. Let's thank him for supernatural breakthrough. Let's thank him. The land is softened. 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 Let's give him all the glory. Let's give him all the honor. Let's give him all the adoration. Let's bless his holy name. Let's thank him for his faithfulness. Let's thank him for his mercies. Let's thank him for his loving kindness. Let's bless his name for who he is. Let's just thank him for his loving kindness. He is too dependable. He is too reliable. What a new face. What a joy. What a grace. We give him all the glory. In Jesus' precious name. My God, I want to hear our believing amen. Before we close quickly this morning, join me, look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor it works. Can you turn to another neighbor and tell that neighbor it's working for me already? Tell somebody close to you, exponential growth is my portion. I am breaking forth on every side. Nothing can ever stop my progress again. A new me has finally emerged. Say it again to your neighbor, it's working for me. I see somebody here, you shall be the first to testify. May this grace produce exponentially for somebody. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Quickly now, we will go on break, and then by 4 p.m., we gather again together, and then we move into the next level with Dr. Mensah Otabi, and then we'll be building it, so that by, it's a special leadership, and you know, for business and for ministry conference, that is actually an annual meeting, and God has been able to help us to set it for this time. I am fully persuaded, in that name that is above every name, you shall be the first to testify. Just quickly tell your neighbor, I shall be the first to testify. Tell another neighbor, I shall be the first to testify. I can't imagine a combination of these two graces. Pastor David Ibiome, legendary. Dr. Mensah Otabi is considered the finest mind in Africa. If I have met a man who has an understanding of the African problem, it's him. He's one of the finest mind. Solid in the spirit, solid in the mind. Solid in the spirit, solid in the mind. The same thing my father, Pastor Biome, told me, the same thing Pastor Dr. Otabi told me yesterday. He said, you are the only one that can get me to come this time. Please mind relationship. Invest into relationship. Mind relationship. Invest into relationship. Nurture relationships. Nurture relationships. If a door is locked against you, it's because there is no insider to open it from the inside. It is not just that you don't have the key. If you don't have the key to a door, but there is somebody on the inside to open. So anywhere you don't have key, you are saying, I don't have a relationship that can help in this area. Mind relationship, build relationship. I look at it when I left Winners. Even now, Dr. Mudo can call me, Pastor Biome, Dr. Tabil, we speak often. This one we can call. This one we can talk. That one we can talk. The sign that you have been cursed is that no relevant relationship is in your life. There is no sign higher than that. And the sign that you are blessed is that relevant relationship for your destiny. Believe me, I can't fail. Believe me, I'm unstoppable. I don't know, we got to the room this morning. I've never seen a man go into a crusade and signs that will not be, you know, attacked. It's normal. Yeah, it's normal. Those three things, miracles, money, and multitude, Satan will come after you. If you are a man that you are beginning to command money, you are commanding miracles, and multitude, human beings are now moving, forget it. Satan will tell all the demons in Afghanistan, say, look for those places. We must face these people. So it's true that this guy, but look at your neighbor, they are destroyed already. Do you know all of us, before December, we are having the 3 M's to the glory of God already? Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, I am connected to the same grace. To the glory of God, not for personal self, but to the glory of his name, to spread his kingdom, to advance the kingdom of God. Money, multitudes, miracles. You know that's the original MM, not the other fake one. Tell your neighbor again, MMM. Tell another neighbor, MMM. Tell another neighbor, original MMM. Money, miracles, multitudes. Go and duplicate the same. We will punish Satan. We will destroy Satan. We will slap him from both hands. Nothing will stop our advancement. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Once again, I celebrate all great, great men of God. Join me, celebrate. I consider him my greatest brother in this city before he went to glory. First Lady Atia is here this morning. We celebrate you, man. We celebrate you, man. Hear me, my son, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia. We celebrate you. Pastor Tony and the First Lady Enugu, we celebrate you. Reverend French, we celebrate you. Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Keleshi. Thank you. Oh, Omagba, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Kennedy. Thank you. Join me, celebrate them. Join me, celebrate them. Join me, celebrate. You can do better. You can do better. Pastor Hemi, I'm just seeing you there. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir. What time are we meeting this afternoon? I want you to go outside, buy resource materials in case you have not dropped your seed. Don't leave a meeting like this and not connect with seed sowing. Sometimes pastors, they can be the stingiest. If I've not given personal card this year, I've given 18 cards. If I have not given card this year, I've given 18 cards. If I've not given building, I've given 21. Not master's place, please. Not master's place. Not master's place. And the last car I still saw is an S-Class. It's an S-Class. Mercedes-Benz S550. Yeah, it's the last car I still saw. And I'm even warming up now because of how God is leading us and where we are going. Let me just advise you and we go. Don't leave this meeting and not sow into grace. You are not buying it. Anything they want to be saying online, they should be saying it. You are too small to tell me to stop doing what made me. If it doesn't work for you, that's your own problem. Yeah, that's your problem. That's your problem. Tell them that's the person's problem. It's working for me. Thank you. We love you. We celebrate you. 4 p.m. We move.